Kappa, at first sight, looks an unlikely figure to be involved in sport. At 20 stone plus, a dedicated chain smoker, and in his own words, not wearing very well, Kappa is a rough diamond who made his fortune when he founded and then sold out ANC. Born and brought up the son of a miner in Stoke-on-Trent, Kappa had had a chequered and mystery-shrouded career, joining the army at 16, leaving 6 years later to become what he described as a very tolerant policeman, and later running a taxi business in Stoke. "I had 8 years in the police force," he says. "But rather than report someone for an offence, I'd spend an hour bending their ear and convincing them what they were doing was wrong. If you can illustrate things to people, it's easier to convince them. I used to actually enjoy this, and perhaps I'd rather let them off than nick them. There were that many people around doing things wrong anyway that you could miss 25 of them by trying to catch one. But I admit I went off my beat. I stood there and said, yes, what I did was wrong. You should be on one side of the street or the other, and if you cross to the other side of the street, you're in the wrong." Kappa left the police force with 2 months' pay and a car, but his first taxi business ended in disaster. It ended up as a very sad tale, really, because I got involved with another guy who lived next door to me, and we ended up splitting up. He was a bit too young and inexperienced, and he committed suicide. Kappa founded ANC as an overnight express delivery service in 1981. At one time in the company's early days, Kappa admits that he had liabilities of around £200,000. But one thing you could say about Kappa is that he never panics. In 5 years, he built the business into a profitable enterprise until British and Commonwealth Shipping bought him out in 1986. Kappa, however, didn't let go completely. While chairman of the company, he had dabbled in darts, football, and athletics as promotional outlets before settling on professional cycling road racing. To Kappa, there was nothing to match the sport in terms of media coverage per pound spent. He could see the name ANC on British and European TV, splashed all over the national and regional press, and talked of in the same breath abroad as the great cycling outfits of Système U, Carrera, or Cass. Kappa, of course, also saw the possibilities for himself. A supreme opportunist, he had made himself believe that one day he would control the purse strings of a cycling team containing a Tour de France yellow jersey, or at the very least, a stage winner. There was also the basic and undeniably egotistical, not to mention schoolboyish delight of motoring around the continent in charge of a major cycling team, athletes whose fates and fortunes rested with him. And, as Kappa liked to put it as he scattered pedestrians on the way through a town, or made a U-turn across the central reservation of a dual carriageway, being inside an official Tour Peugeot was as good as being in the presidential limousine. Kappa and ANC, as well as dominating domestic cycling and winning the 1987 Tour of Britain Milk Race, had cut their teeth in a number of the early season European classics, and Kappa could at least claim he had assembled the strongest and most successful British team available, although in his final tour lineup, only 4 of the 9 riders were British-born. In stage races, like the Tour de France, the team element is vital, and the composition of that team is largely based on the varying terrain and the difficulties ahead. Most teams have designated leaders, whose aim is the yellow jersey of Tour Victor, and much of the teamwork revolves around giving the superstar as comfortable a time as possible, an armchair ride with everything concentrated on the ultimate victory bid. That's why a team manager will surround his main man with domestiques, literally servants, whose job is to pamper the leader, fetching and carrying his food and drink from the team car during a stage, and, if possible, keeping him wrapped up in a vacuum of their own creation, away from the wind on the road. It's the same principle as the recreational rider pedalling in the slipstream of a bus on the way to work. It is so much easier when someone else is making all the effort. On the road during a stage, the main tactics of domestiques are to keep the